This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called on President Dr. Mohammad Muizu and expressed appreciation for his commitment to enhancing the India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also conveyed confidence that the upcoming talks between President Muizu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will provide new impetus to the friendly ties between the two countries. Dr. Muizu arrived in New Delhi earlier today for a 5-day state visit to India, where he was received by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal noted that the visit will further bolster the long-standing comprehensive bilateral partnership between India and the Maldives. In Haryana, 90 counting centers have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that these polling centers have been set up at the district headquarters in all 22 districts. Mr. Agarwal said that all the strong rooms are under CCTV surveillance. Electronic voting machines have been kept under three-layer security. Haryana police and paramilitary forces are deployed for the security of the strong rooms. EVMs will be taken out for counting on October the 8th. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the 3rd Kautilya Economic Conference in New Delhi today, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said, Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global polity. Dr. Jaishankar said it is apparent that levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that 1,000 crore rupees have been earmarked for venture fund to space startups. Speaking about the important features of the first 100 days of the Modi government 3.0 in New Delhi today, the minister said that the number of space startups in the country has gone up to more than 1.5 lakh in the last 10 years, raising India to number 3 in the world ecosystem. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath unveiled the new logo for Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The logo symbolizes religious and economic prosperity with the depiction of the Amrit Kalash, a sacred vessel from the mythological ocean churning. Kumbh Mela, recognized by UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage of humanity, is regarded as the world's largest gathering of pilgrims with the motto Sarva Siddhi Prada Kumbha. The monsoon is retreating from most parts of the country and the rainfall has largely subsided. However, recent heavy rains in Meghalaya, northeast India have caused flooding in the Garo Hills, with 10 people losing their lives due to landslides and rock slides. Roads and communication networks have been severely affected. Chief Minister Konrad Sangma has reviewed the flood relief efforts. The NDRF and SDRF teams are actively engaged in rescue and relief operations. In men's cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 7 wickets in Gwalior today. After opting to bowl first, India bundled out Bangladesh for just 127 runs with one delivery remaining in the innings. In response, India chased down the target in a swift 11.5 overs. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup in Dubai, Indian women defeated Pakistan by 6 wickets in the Group A fixture. Chasing a victory target of 106 runs, they achieved the target with 13 balls to spare. India made 108 for 4 in 18.5 overs. For India, Shefali Verma scored 32 of 35 balls and Jemima Rodrigues scored 23 of 28 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.